Avengers, welcome back to another episode of the nerdiest podcast in the Midwest, an episode where it is draft week here on the Midwestern Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Stoffel, joined as always by my sidekick, partner in crime, co-pilot,
K.O. Kyle Olson.
We are the Midwestern Nerds. That's MIDWESTERNERDS. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Midwestern Nerds. We are the Midwestern Nerds podcast on Facebook. If you'd like to send us an email, you can send that to MidwesternNerds@gmail.com. You can find and stream and listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. This week, it is officially the NFL draft. And so this is our second annual Avengers draft. And with that comes a whole slew of guest appearances and guest stars. So let's go through the list and introduce them all. I'm going to go in order of screen here. So first up, he joined us last time to rank some Batman movies and talk about the Batman in general. Joining us is Elliot Tater Barthold. Elliot, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back. Thanks for inviting me.
The Golden Knight himself talked about Halo, the Paramount Plus TV show. He's going to be joining us very soon to be talking about Power Rangers Once and Always special on Netflix. Welcome back, Golden Knight, Ryan Teal.
Awesome. Thanks for having me back, guys.
And his long-awaited return to the podcast, former co-host of the Midwestern Nerds, Chad Coffin.
Happy to be back, guys. Thanks for having me for a big day, draft day.
He joined us on the epic and somewhat crazy journey through the Midwestern Nerds reads of the Moon Knight series written by Jeff Lemire. Welcome back to the show, Tom.
I was like, wait, that was me. So fun to be back. I've been waiting to get back. It's a lot of fun. It's an honor to be here with Chad. It's really cool. I'm excited to get started.
He thought that the Obi-Wan Kenobi show was the best thing to come out since sliced bread, and he had his doubts about the Andor show. Welcome back to the show, Josh, and I've been waiting a very long time to say this. I told you so. I told you Andor was going to be good.
Yeah, that shit is so hard, by the way. I haven't seen you since then. That shit, is that's the best thing since sliced bread. But, Andor was fantastic. I've never wanted to join a rebellion or overthrow my own government more, you know? I'm also noticing I'm like the only one not wearing a Marvel t-shirt right now, and I feel weird. And like, I'm looking at my closet. I don't got anything up there.
I think I'm up. You're good. I'm wearing Iowa State. You're fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fair. Never mind.
All right. Like I said, this is the second annual Avengers draft. We have a couple of tweaks that we made to our rules. So we're going to go through the rules. Then we're going to go through our draft list. We have 60 eligible characters and 40 wildcard characters. But before we get into that list, let's go through the rules one more time. Just like the NFL draft, there will be 7 rounds. Turns each round will be randomly drawn from the Infinity War baseball cap I have with bananagram tiles with each of our letters of our first names on them. So that's how we are going to be determining the order of the rounds each round. Picks are completely up to our contestants, but each team must have one of the following. They must have a leader, and they must have one non-powered member. Non-powered members can be a character that is supported by tech. So the example that I used earlier is Rescue could be considered a non-powered character because she has armor that supports her, but you take her out of the armor, she is a regular, ordinary person. So she would be eligible as a non-powered person. Once a hero has been drafted, they are no longer eligible to be picked for another team. So we can't have Spider-Man on two different teams. Once Spider-Man is picked, he is no longer eligible to be picked for the rest of the draft. for our contestants here. Be prepared to discuss the reasons behind your picks and possibly defend them. Just because this is a podcast, we need some kind of conversation other than just, I'm going to be picking Hawkeye. All right, next up is Kyle with your pick. We got to have a little bit of banter here, so be prepared to give your reasons why and possibly defend them if somebody might have an issue with it. This year, there will be two wild card rounds. Rounds 4 and 7 will be the designated wild card rounds. Participants can choose not to draft wildcard characters during the wildcard rounds. However, wildcard characters can only be drafted during the wildcard rounds. So, if you're looking at the wildcard list and you're like, there's only one guy I want off here, I don't really care about anybody else, you can, if you have the opportunity, you can pick that one person. And then in the next wildcard round, you can pick somebody on the regular list. So it doesn't have to be wild card picks during the wild card round. However, you can't pick, let's say, Loki, who I know is a wild card character. You can't pick Loki in like the third round. Like you can only pick the wild card characters during the wild card rounds. I know I asked this before the show, but I'll ask it again. Participants, are there any questions after going through the rules one more time before we break down the draft list?
To be fair, if Brian was going to draft Hawkeye, he wouldn't technically have to explain it to anybody, but I'm just saying.
There's a number of characters, but I'll still explain anyway, if I'm lucky enough to get them. All right, let's go through the draft list. So, in no particular order, our regular draft pick list consists of Professor Hulk, She-Hulk, Abomination, Nick Fury, Maria Hill, Everett Ross, War Machine, Talos, Rescue, Ant-Man, Wasp, Cassie Lang, Hank Pym, Janet Van Dyne, Black Panther, Shuri Black Panther, not T'Challa, Nakia, the Midnight Angels. So in that pick, if you happen to choose the Midnight Angels, you will get two, Okoye and Aneka. They won't. So if you pick like a twofer, so like the Midnight Angels or the Dora Milaje, you'll technically have 8 members on your team, not 7. And that's okay. Speaking of the Dora Milaje, you will get 2 if you pick them. Riri Williams, M'Baku, Thor, the Mighty Thor, aka Jane Foster, King Valkyrie, Korg, Sif, Star-Lord, Gamora, Nebula, Rocket, Groot, Drax, Mantis, Kraglin, Cosmo, Captain Marvel, Captain Rambo, as Nick Fury refers to her in the trailer, Ms. Marvel, Red Dagger, Sam Wilson, Captain America, Bucky Barnes, Yelena, Red Guardian, Melina Belova, Shang-Chi, Xi Ling, Katie, Cersei, Kingo, Fastos, Makari, Druig, Tom Holland, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Wong, America Chavez, Clint Barton, Kate Bishop, Daredevil, Moon Knight, and the Scarlet Scarab. So just like last year, these lists consist of modern MCU characters that are currently alive in some way, shape, or form. Last year's draft happened during the 5th episode of Moon Knight. So anything that came after that is eligible in this draft. So you might see some characters that might have bit the dust last year and early this year that are still eligible for this year's Avengers draft, which you'll see a handful of those characters in our wild card. So the wild card draft list consists of White Vision, US Agent, Taskmaster, Ghost, Sharon Carter, Baron Zemo, Loki, Sylvie, Mobius, Trevor Slattery, Eros, Pip the Troll, Laura Barton, Punisher, Echo, Happy Hogan, Clea, Dr. Christine Palmer from Earth 838, 838 Baron Mordo, 838 Captain Carter, 838 Black Bolt, 838 Captain Marvel, 838 Reed Richards, 838 Charles Xavier, Jack Russell, aka the Werewolf in Werewolf by Night, Elsa Bloodstone, Ted, aka Man-Thing, Hercules, Namor, Madison, with two N's and a Y, but not in the order that you think, Kevin Bacon, Luis, Jimmy Woo, MODOK, Gentora, Quaz, Veb, Howard the Dark, Stakar Orgod, and Adam Warlock. Those are the wildcard picks. That is our Avengers draft list. Does anybody have any thoughts on any of that before we jump into the picks for the first round?
I had a surefire pick that was going to be my leader, and now I don't know. I'm very torn.
I'll be honest, other than putting the list together, I have not thought about picks at all. So this is going to be a straight from the holster picking for me.
I'll be honest. I've never seen Werewolf by Night, so I don't.
Shame on you.
I know. I'll watch it at like a time.
Chad, how caught up has kids, wife, and running marks and everything else kept you with the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I'm not as bad off as I thought I was when I saw the list. I don't think I'm through Ms. Marvel. But outside of that, I think for the most part, I'm pretty caught up. Unfortunately, not for nothing, I've been catching up on all my Star Wars stuff that I've been neglecting. So like Andor, and I finally cracked into Star Wars Rebels because I never watched that before. So that's a tangent. But yeah, I'm better off than I thought I was when you first asked. But then I saw the list. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm ready.
Oh, Rebels is fantastic. That's so good. I'm happy.
Trusty notepad, old man Chad with the pen and paper. We're here.
Speaking of Kyle. Do you have ready available something to write down the draft order in?
Oh, am I doing the whole draft order? Yeah, I got this.
Kind of like last year.
If you want, I can
just
keep
for the one round.
Back up for you.
Just we'll do all the rounds if you're able as I read them out.
Yeah, I got you.
Just so we have a backup because I'll have the tiles in front of me, but in case like I bump the table while grabbing my drink or something.
Ready.
All right, shaking the hat. I'm going to try to do this and show you the picks as blindly as possible so it doesn't feel rigged in any way. First up.
Brian. No.
Josh. First pick.
Yeah!
Surprising, since last year, I think you had like the last pick almost every round.
Yeah.
So
the first three rounds.
The world is my oyster right now. I'm going to
look at this. I'm number two. Elliot is the third pick. G, Golden Knight, your fourth.
Oh, thank God.
G, Tom, your fifth pick. Only two tiles left.
I wonder who they could be.
Chad, your sixth pick.
Rigged from the beginning.
Hey, Mr. First pick of the first round last year. I think it's only fitting.
Yeah.
And As everybody could see, it was as blind as I could possibly do.
Thank you. Thank you. I respect and honor the choices that have been made today.
Shut up, Josh.
Josh proceeds to get last every round after this.
And no, for sure. So that's why I'm like, I got to pick a banger right now or this is going to be terrible.
So speaking of, Josh, you got first pick.
Yeah, I think I know what I'm doing. It was kind of tied between like three. But if I'm being honest, we're going straight out the gate with Thor. We're taking Thor.
Which Thor? Are you doing Chris Hemsworth or
we're taking Chris Hemsworth?
Okay.
Now, because correct me if I'm wrong here. Has everybody seen the new Thor movie? Yes, we're all caught up on that one, right? Yes. Okay. Isn't she dead?
Yes, but
yeah, but we talked about
Brian at the beginning of this. If a character has debuted since the last draft, but has unfortunately died before this draft, we're still making them eligible in this draft.
Yeah, so no, I'm still taking. I'd take Stormbreaker and
Josh. Or, if you made the argument that Jane had cancer and using the powers is very detrimental to her, I'd have been like, yeah, it makes sense.
Sure. I can see. Yeah, I like that argument. But I'm taking good old red-blooded Asgardian Thor.
So, as a reminder, then characters like Jane Foster, especially when we get to the wild card round, a lot of the Illuminati, aka all the Illuminati, will not be eligible next year. So keep that in mind as you're making your picks. Certain characters won't be showing up in next year's draft, just like a lot of characters from last year's draft didn't show up in this year's. All right.
I did think of a question before the last one. Do we have to declare a role before we draft the person? Like, this is my leader. Draft this person.
When it comes to leader and non-powered, yes.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So Josh had Thor. Yep. I get the second pick. I'm going straight from the heart with this pick because I missed out on them last year. Need to pick them this year. My first pick, I'm going to do Daredevil. For obvious reasons, Daredevil is one of my all-time favorite characters. I was very butthurt when Kyle took him off the board right away with that first round pick.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, Daredevil was like one of the best parts of the MCU in the past year and was definitely the best part of She-Hulk. So absolutely loved that episode. Ooh, Tom, Born Again.
Yes.
Next year, we're definitely going to do the Midwesterners reads when that comes out. So
I'll go get my omnibus of it right now and pop that bad boy on the table. I swear.
Excellent. We can have multiple people on that episode. Oh,
that's good. I can take a week off.
Mister, I don't like reading.
give me the blind Catholic guilt man every single day of the week.
Excellent. All right. So I picked Daredevil. Next up is Elliot.
All right. I've got to go straight with the heart too, but he's been a massive part of all the Marvel movies, been portrayed by many different actors. I'm going with Spider-Man, Tom Holland. I think it's a safe pick. Looking at Tom, that was definitely a safe pick. And I think, do I want to put him as a leader? I'm not going to put him as a leader yet. He's still young and raw and has a way to go before I'm officially ready to put him at that spot.
All right. So Elliot took Spider-Man off the board. Next up, Golden Knight.
If I had the first overall pick, I had an all-time troll pick to troll Brian, but I think I can get him later. So I'm not going to do him right now. So I'm going to take Doctor Strange, and I'm going to take him as my leader, mainly just because if it wasn't for, I think I took Doctor Strange last year too, and I had the same reasoning behind it. If it weren't for the snap, he would have been most likely the leader of the Sanctum Sanctorum and everything like that. So I just think Doctor Strange will be a good leader, and that's who I'm picking.
You don't think he's a little unhinged right now?
I want unhinged people leading me though, so. He's not afraid to do what needs to be done or something like that.
I like that.
I respect it.
Tom, that would be you next.
Just think about him.
Dude, I had a pick. I was like, this is the guy. And I looked at the wild cards and was like, I gotta wait and see. So I'm also gonna pick from the heart. I'm gonna pick Moon Knight.
Ooh. Oh. Dang it.
But he's not my leader because he is unhinged.
Yeah, that one, no, for sure. That one, yeah, I get that.
Lost Brian, but we're going to keep moving on. Chad, it is your pick.
All right, so a couple of guys getting lopped off the list right off the bat. we'll have to wait and see what develops for this character moving into the MCU. But what her comic storyline lays out, it could be a huge future for her, whether in the power category. That's why I'm going to take her right off the bat. In my leader role is going to be none other than Photon, Pulsar, Spectrum, whatever she's known as otherwise, Captain Rambo. pick number one as my leader on my team. The potentially the powers of Captain Marvel, an agent of S.W.O.R.D., daughter of Maria Rambeau. There's a lot going on there, and I'm excited to see what she's got coming up.
Wow.
That's a really fun
good
one.
Really good pick.
That's a fun one for a leader, too. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's not something I would have thought of.
Yeah. Hang on. I got to take
Okay. So I'm last.
Yeah.
I was going to do something interesting, and now Brian's not here, so we're going to discuss as a team.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
What do we think about me having my non-powered and my leader be the same person?
Dude, I was thinking about it. We're all thinking of the same guy. You.
Okay, so I think we're...
If I have to play devil's advocate, if I have to be the guy to say it's not fair... Because then it opens up another slot on your team to be whatever you want it to be.
Fair. Yeah, we'll say that you have to, they could be non-powered and leader, but you have to declare them as one or the other.
There.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. But, yeah. I was reading the rules too, because I was going to ask that question. And it's like, you have one of one and one of one. So I was like, all right, so they probably need to be separate. That's how
but you can still have like a non-powered, like,
second in command. Correct? Yeah,
like
you can have multiple non-powered people. You just have to at least have one. Yeah,
but like if that's your only one and it's the wild card, you know,
right?
That's still
I would
assume. Just
making sure.
I was gonna try to cheese that a little bit, but now we're not gonna do that. Now I'm just gonna do a quick, you know, a little bit of stalling here, because I also know Brian lost his internet and he'll be back in a minute. But that's the power of editing for you. I think I'm going to go with Black Panther. I want Black Panther in the first round. She proved herself at the end of that movie. I think she's going to be a hell of a fighter on my team.
I like that pick. That's fun.
Good pick.
Thank you.
Brian probably needed to get off for a minute and warm up before he took another huge stretch like that, taking Daredevil.
That's fucking wild.
We'll give him a minute. He needs some Gatorade. He needed his heat pack. He needs some Icy Hot for that one, so he'll be back.
He saw Moon Knight go, and he got so mad.
Last year, it made sense for me to take Daredevil first, because last year we had categories, right? And there weren't that many street-level guys. So Daredevil as a street-level guy in the first round was massive last year. I mean,
I had a whole question track for Spider-Man this year. I was like... So at the end of No Way Home, right? Like, now I can finally pick the best street level, right?
Nope.
So we're good to go. Before we jump into round two, any thoughts on how round one went? Everybody get some decent picks. Everybody get what they want. Were there any characters that were taken off the board right away that maybe you wanted instead?
Spider-Man. I was definitely going to try to see Moon Knight in like second or third round.
Moon Knight so bad. He was going to be my next
Captain Rambeau was not something I expected in the first round, but I actually love the pick.
I didn't think people were going to take Daredevil again round one because I thought it was ridiculous last year. Here we are again. But I'm mad that it's gone.
Yeah, Captain Rambeau. Chad, that was a pick that I was surprised to hear right away. But it makes sense, though.
Yeah, you missed out. I just was saying, man, there's a lot of high potential for that character for the future of the MCU. I'm basing it off of the future, down the road, what she's got coming. So,
plus, she was one of the strong points in WandaVision, which was overall a very strong show, too. So, excellent. All right. Shaking the hat. Round two is about to start. All right. First pick. Chad gets the first pick of round two.
Give me pick two. Can you imagine how electric it would be if the NFL, like, every round, we're just going to randomize
the lottery?
Like, an actual just standing up there with a fedora.
I know you
somebody's dad's last ball year, cap. But
29th pick.
Elliot's got second pick. Golden Knight, you got third pick.
Nice, moving up.
This is, I can sense it. I can feel it in my guts.
Hey. Kyle.
Number four.
Not last.
Damn it.
Yeah, Tom.
Which means Tom is last pick.
I don't like it here anymore.
Welcome to the Thunderdome, pal.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my ball and go home. I don't like it here anymore.
All right, Chad. First pick around two.
Oh, man. I like residing in those middle picks. I like watching things go around go on around me first. I just don't think you can pass up the opportunity. I think if he went number one with the first pick of the draft, the first pick in number two has got to be the mighty Thor. Jane Foster's wielding Mjolnir. She's got the lightning. She's got the power as much as Thor does. It doesn't seem to have all the emotional hangups that the man Thor does right now. So I'll take Jane with the first pick of the second round.
She also has the cancer, though.
Not when she's Thor. That's not how that works.
I know.
The hammer, it goes away. Don't ever put it down.
Yeah, I was going to say, what happens when she puts it down?
She doesn't put it
down. She also has cancer.
The draft pick, it's a contingency. If you're on this team, you don't get to put it down. I don't care if you're in the bathroom. For I don't sure. care if you're at brunch. Yeah. You hold the hammer, period.
That's what you're eating your food off of, is the hammer. You got it up in one hand and you're just scooping the whole time.
It's like a hot plate. You just
cook. Yeah, I was about to say, you could literally just like cook on there too, probably.
I'm a little bummed, but I'll save that for the end of the round. All right, Elliot, you're up next.
All right. I'm looking at it right now. I think this is possibly bold, but I think he's been a big part of the Marvel MCU universe for a while now. And with his new role, I think it's time for him to take the leadership role. I'm choosing Sam Wilson's Captain America, my second pick as my leader.
I like it. I like it.
Were you're establishing him as your leader?
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, 100%. We're going with that.
All right, Golden Knight, you're next.
All right, I don't think I'm going to be able to wait to take this guy anymore because I think Brian's going to try to snipe him for me pretty soon here. This was the guy I was going to take. I just want one clarification. I'm going to take him regardless. I'm taking Bucky Barnes. This is where I would have taken the first roll, like, just to troll Brian. When you say Bucky Barnes, is this current day Bucky then, I'm assuming? Or correct. Is this back? Okay. Then yes, that's why I'm taking Bucky as my non-powered character, just because I think Bucky will have that nice, hand-to-hand, spy skills, soldier skills that'll pair nicely with Dr. Strange's, like, mystical.
I see lots of fingers up. Who wants to discuss first?
Okay.
I'll turn it over to the co-host here, Kyle.
I believe Super Soldier Serum is a superpower.
I mean, but it's not like a power of, like, then how is like a mechanical suit not like that's a power?
No, that's a what's the word?
I can't think of the word now.
It's a support item.
I see enough people. I feel majority rules, so I will say he's not the non-power. I will still take him, but he won't be non-power. I'll say majority rules, and I will take Bucky as my second pick. I'll think of someone
if it
else.
Were just Bucky with no super serum, okay. But he had the arm would count as the like support item, right? That would be the same thing as like the Iron Man suit, but because of the super soldier serum.
I was going to say, too, if I remember correctly from First Avenger, it's not particularly the super soldier serum. They just said that they did experiments on him, but he does have like enhanced like physicality and like he ages slower than everybody else yet too, so not quite as strong as super soldier, but still a little roided up. So all right, to answer what you said before, yes, I am a little bit butthurt, but again, I'll wait till the end of the round to discuss. Kyle, you're up next.
Okay. I'm taking Star-Lord. That's a heart pick. Now, here's my question. Now that Ego's dead, he is technically non-powered, yes?
I would think so.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Cool. Unless next week proves differently.
Well, that's next week, Brian. That's not today.
I would say this year. I think this year you're good.
Yeah. Beautiful. If the whole premise is that he has the powers when he's near and connected to the planet and the planet's gone.
Yeah. That's what I would say. All right, cool. Yeah, Star-Lord non-powered. I was considering taking him as a leader too, but instead of. Just because he's been through so much. I agree with James Gunn. I don't think he would have actually punched Thanos in the face, but that's another thing for another day. I think he's just been through so much, and I think he still has a big future with the MCU as well. I think he's still going to have a big part to play in the upcoming Avengers movies.
All right, Josh, you got next pick.
Okay, so I have a question. If a person is just an alien and they technically don't have any powers, they're just an alien, can they be my non-powered pick?
Interesting.
I'm gonna need to wait to hear the pick.
Sure.
<I'll> be alien. Drax. I can now see two examples that I'm looking.
I would say non-powered. I would say
non-powered.
Just because he's gotten his butt kicked more times than not. If he was a super soldier, like, he would have fared off a little bit better in some cases than others. So I personally would consider him non-powered, but I'll leave that up to the rest of the board to discuss and decide as well.
I say non-power.
Hello.
All right. I see no other.
No objections.
Yes.
Okay. Did you say the pick, Josh?
Drax.
Hear the pick.
Drax.
Yeah. He's just really buff.
Yeah, like he's just a big dude. You know,
like, he ain't Hulk strong. He ain't super soldiers. He's just strong.
He's just a strong fella. Yeah, like he's a big guy. I would like to take Drax as my non-powered pick because I want to laugh a little bit, and I feel like I'd have a good time with him on the squad. So him and Thor are gonna get along famously, you know. It's not going to be one of my turds. It's going to be one of Drax's.
I was rewatching Guardians 1 last night to kind of do a rewatch before 3 comes out. And I kind of missed Guardians 1 Drax. I understand why Dave Bautista would be like, yeah, I'm done. And some of his gripes about, you know, always being the butt end of a joke and always being a joke. And I kind of wish that he would have been utilized a little bit better in Infinity War, especially with like his history with Thanos, and never really got to do anything as far as that goes. But all that being said, Drax, I think, is a good pick, and I'm excited for Guardians 3 this week. All right, I got next pick, and I might take a little bit because I, like I said, I haven't really thought about this. There were some key picks already that I was going to pick as my next one that are now off the board. So, all right, I'm going to go power with my pick. I'm going to keep it in a similar theme as my first round pick. For my second round pick, I'm taking She-Hulk. Get that power in there. Got some great in team dynamic with so far with Daredevil and She-Hulk.
Great in team dynamic. That's all it is.
Not only do I got the bronze on my team, but I got the brains as well. I got a key lawyer in case we get into some sticky situations that might need to be resolved legally.
You got two lawyers.
Yeah, I got my legal team behind me.
Yeah, you're just starting a law firm over there.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing they don't historically disagree on a lot of things. Good job, Brian.
Yes. So I'm picking She-Hulk. She's gonna be my powerhouse at this point on my team.
I really want the rest of your team to just be like office people now. So like Nick Fury, Maria Hill.
Round just three, like... I'm taking Everett Ross.
Yeah, that was gonna be another one. Wild card is U.S. agent. Like this.
All right, and last but not least, Tom.
So, I think this one might be spicy. I might have to try to defend this. As my non-powered, I'm going to pick Shang-Chi. Because the rings in the film gave him the power. Otherwise, he's unpowered, just really good at martial arts.
I think I would vote for you can have Shang-Chi as your non-powered, but he doesn't get the rings.
Yeah, I think that's gotta be it. I think
he's kind of Ant-Man, but he can't go small anymore.
And then he's Sean. He's just Sean.
He's the valet driver from California. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I get where you're trying to go, but I lean towards...
It's like saying you can have Iron Man, but only if he's Tony Stark.
Well, no, but that's a support. That's like, that's not, that's something that he built. That's the technology that he Man, these are super powered rings.
Yeah, but he won it in a fight.
If I'm the one picking Shang-Chi as my non-powered, I am absolutely in Tom's camp. I'm like, you guys are wrong. He puts them on, powers. He takes them off, no powers. I don't know. Maybe it's just what the rings give him. He's immortal. He has like unlimited power. Right. Like he is essentially unstoppable.
It's a liability.
What?
It's a liability.
If his dad the ring, was a king thousands of years.
I forgot about the long lasting life power with the rings too.
He loses the rings. What is he? Just a little punk that's really good at hand to hand combat.
All right, I guess we're gonna put it up to a vote. this is a democracy here, so all in favor of Shang-Chi being a non-powered person.
Oh
wow!
That is all right, the pick of the century right there.
Here's the thing. I agree to it, but I'm not happy about it because,
you know what? You just have to applaud.
As my non-powered person, and you're like Shang-Chi.
End of the round. Let's get into it then. How's everybody feeling now that we're two rounds in and we've got quite a few characters off the board?
You know, that's probably going to be go down as my worst round of the day. I took Drax off the board in round two.
Says Kingo in round three from last year.
Oh my god, this is
Kingo pick. Don't worry, Josh. Round three's coming up next. Kingo's still on the board.
Yeah.
If you think he's not escaping on my team, you're wrong.
I'm gonna be 100% honest. I'm really upset with how that round went because my next pick was gonna be Mighty Thor, and then Chad took her off the board, and I was like, all right, I guess we're going right straight to Bucky, and then Golden Knight takes Bucky off the board. I'm like, oh, who's gonna snipe me next? I mean, yes, Daredevil was a good pick, but now I feel like I'm suffering for it.
Speaking of like picking from the heart, I am not gonna let this one slide. The ultimate Homer pick in the draft so far has got to be Star-Lord round two. I'm not. Oh man, that's Homer City. That's that's fantasy football Packer fan taking like Ryan Grant in the first round back a couple years ago.
Chad, sue me.
What a throwback name!
All right, before we jump into round three, Kyle, do you have people's picks written down like last year?
I have them by round. I don't have them by person yet, but yeah.
Okay. Do you want to quickly do that while I shake?
Well, I can it's only two rounds, so I can for now.
Or Chad, if you want to read it off, who picked who?
You want just the last two rounds teams are so far, or you want the full rounds?
Just people's teams so far.
So far, I wrote them in order of how they picked in the first round. So Josh has the male Thor, Odinson, and Drax. Drax listed as his non-power. Brian has Daredevil and She-Hulk. Elliot has Spider-Man and Captain America Sam Wilson as his leader. Ryan took Doctor Strange as his leader and then Bucky Barnes. Tom has Moon Knight. And then with the clutches pick so far, Shang-Chi as his non-powered. I took Captain Rambo as my leader and then Jane Foster, Mighty Thor. And then Kyle has Black Panther, Shuri, and then Star-Lord as his non-powered.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Chad. If you can keep that up, we'll probably keep doing that each round, just refreshing everybody of the teams. That being said, let's go into round three. Picking out of the hat, first pick, Tom.
Oh, my God. He gets the turn?
Wow.
Fuck that. You can't get Shang-Chi off of that.
He deserves that pick. He deserves that pick.
So good.
I defended it. It worked.
Give me three.
He got all you suckers to vote
Golden
for.
Golden Knight gets third pick. Golden Knight.
I am dropping.
Pick. It's Chad.
I'm going to be seven. I can feel it in my bones.
Elliot has the fifth pick. Clearly, this is not rigged because I've been at the bottom of the picks the last two rounds now. I am the sixth pick. I know, but now second round and third round, I was towards the bottom. And then Josh.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm down here in the trenches. This feels like.
Oof. All right.
Oh, God.
Just remember, dude, you got Drax.
Shut up, Star-Lord. All right. All right.
All right, Tom. First pick, third round. Who are you choosing?
Still on the board. I gotta do it. Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Still there.
There it goes.
He's still there. I need
Drax.
We got some grounded folks, you know? We got some Egyptian god-powered people, some ring-powered people, and now we just need an MCU Infinity Stone-powered woman. that for a while looked like she was going to single-handedly take down blanking on his name for no apparent reason right now. I can't think of Thanos. but yeah, so now we got a flyer. We got someone that can go into space if some stuff's really raining down, and real well-rounded, powerful team, I think, so far. And I'm excited to find a leader for them.
All right, Kyle, you're up next.
Yeah, I'm looking. You know what? I think I need some tricks and some magic and shit going on. Fuck it. Why not? Give me Wong.
All right.
The real leader of the Sanctum Sanctorum.
All right, man.
Actually, you know what? You know what? Fuck it. Wong's my leader. I'm declaring it right now. Wong is my leader.
Wow.
I was just about to ask if you had a leader yet. All right. Pick three, Golden Knight. You're muted.
Whoopsie doodles. That was my bad. I think to continue my theme.
Whoopsie doodles. Yeah. What is the age range for the draft? What is going on?
There's small children in this house. I don't want them to hear something. So
I'm 24.
I think to continue my theme of unhinged draft picks, I think I'm going to go with Yelena Belova. Can she be my non-powered since she's just
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
She would be the definition of non-powered.
Okay. With Yelena then. Just because one, like I said, it continues my theme. And two, I just want another, spy, another hand-to-hand person, I think, on my team that'll do, you know, do good stuff.
I'd love to have her hand-to-hand too.
I mean, that doesn't hurt either. So, I mean, that, you know, like, there's like a part of me that was like, you know what? I think I kind of want that too. So,
hey, you got Bucky and Yelena on your team. I'm hoping that that's the next pair up in Thunderbolts. Just saying. We didn't get to utilize the Bucky Black Widow. So let's bring in the next Black Widow to fill that role.
Hey, all right. I can't lie. That thought just turned me on. All right. Next up.
All right, Chad, you got the next pick.
All right. Oh God, I'm torn. I gotta go OG. I can't let it slide. Hopefully I can get who I want later, but I gotta go OG. I gotta go back to the original six. I gotta go Hulk. I know we're Professor Hulk right now. I'm nervous. I didn't want to go here, but round three, I can't get away from it. You still got the power. You got the brains. He's got it balanced out, whether he's got a little less power or whatever's going on there. I got to take him in that fourth pick there.
All right. Elliot, you got the next pick.
I'm looking at it right now. Ooh. I think I got to go with it just because it's a good non-power guy to have. One of my favorite characters in the whole MCU universe, movie-wise, I should say. Played by my favorite actor, Paul Rudd. I'm going with Ant-Man.
Damn it, Elliot.
This game's stupid.
I've got the next pick. I'm going to go along the same lines that Kyle was doing for his pick. I want some tricks and some tricks up my sleeve. This person's somewhat powered at this point. Her powers are getting a little bit more stronger, and hopefully we can get some pretty powerful aspects out of her in the future. I'm going to go with, for my third round pick, I'm going to choose America Chavez. going to have the ability to jump throughout the multiverse, maybe pick up some key people from other dimensions or weapons or tech or something of the likes along the way. Also, she's training right now at the Sanctum Sanctorum, so she's also training to be a sorcerer. So not only do I get the Trixie multiverse jumping with her, but I also get some sorcerer powers too. So adding the mystic abilities onto my team, going to go with America Chavez. And last but not least is Josh. What do you got?
Not much. Not much. What? Fuck you. I heard that. It took me a second. King goes right there. You turd.
Still there.
Yeah. This is a rough one here. We're in the trenches now, boys. I already got a non-power, but I think we're still gonna do it. I'm taking War Machine.
Bless you.
That one was a cough, but I appreciate the thought.
All right, well,
War Machine.
The only one you're gonna get.
Reasons behind War Machine? Get a little bit more content from
you. I'm trying to round out my team here, and I'm realizing I got a lot of melee people. I needed somebody that can give me a little range. You know, sure, Thor's got the lightning, but we all know he loves hitting people with his axe and his hammer. So in my head, I'm like, I need to make this a little more well-rounded, expand my horizons here. And I have always been a fan of War Machine. Love Don Cheadle. Would have loved to see the universe where it's God, what's the other guy's name? Fuck. Who originally played him?
Was Howard.
Howard.
Was it Howard Mackey? What was it?
Something like that. Yeah. I think his name was Howard.
Terrence Howard. Yeah, animals.
Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard. Yeah. I knew Howard was in there.
Yeah, I also knew Howard was in there. But
he's been irrelevant since Iron Man 1. Let's be honest.
He's got that one show on CBS.
Who said Cuba Gooding Jr.?
That was me.
Wow. All right. I would also like to see the world where we get Cuba Gooding Jr. as War Machine.
Oh,
I suppose.
Hey, Secret Wars is still coming.
Say, Secret Wars about to go crazy.
He has to play his character from Radio, though.
No. God.
No.
Chad, I was thinking it, but I didn't. You didn't have to say it.
It's been great doing this show for 100 plus episodes. Now that the founding member of this podcast canceled us, I just want to thank all of our listeners.
I'm never around. I'm only here like once every 12 months. I got to make sure people remember that I exist.
I'm so glad I can make it for the finale. I don't know if I'll ever put on this headset again.
Signing off one final time.
It's Castellanos to drive deep to left.
All right. Let's, Chad, why don't you read off the team so far, and then we'll go into final thoughts of round three.
All right. As we get further into it, I'll kind of speed it up a little. Josh is Thor, Drax, War Machine, Brian, Daredevil, She-Hulk, and America Chavez. Elliot has Spider-Man, Captain America as his leader, Ant-Man as his non-powered. Ryan with Doctor Strange, or the Golden Knight, rather, as his leader. Bucky Barnes as then Yelena Belova as his non-powered. Tom has Moon Knight. Shang-Chi as his non-powered. And then Captain Marvel. I have Captain Rambo as my leader. And then the Mighty Thor and Professor Hulk. And then Kyle has Shuri, Star-Lord as his non-powered, and Wong as his leader. So when it comes to leaders and non-powers being checked off the board, Elliot and Kyle both have fulfilled those two categories. Josh and Brian have not filled any of those roles so far in the first three rounds.
Josh, wait, I have Drax technically, right?
My mistake.
I'm the only one.
The notes.
Repeat of last year. Save those picks till the end and regret it.
Learn nothing. That's what we do here.
I am hoping so strong that I get a good pick on this wild card round.
I will say,
if I can get a good pick here, my leader's coming. I'm letting y'all know that. I'm gonna reveal my hand. My leader is coming.
I'm gonna come.
All right, Trump.
Do not.
My leader is gonna be huge. It's gonna.
All right,
gonna,
I will
it's
say,
gonna be the biggest amount of. Sorry.
Wrapping up the third round. It's been more civil than I expected. I think there's been a lot of good picks so far. There's been a lot of surprises.
I'm feeling a little animosity. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't lie. I can't lie. That Shang-Chi pick really just hit me. Like, that one just took me down, because then I look at my board and realized in the same round, my non-powered pick was just fucking Drax. And like,
and you picked before him.
Yeah, I know.
But this is why we don't.
He was gonna go.
This is why me and Brian didn't want to make the categories this year, though, because we wanted these arguments to happen. So,
yeah. Well, I felt like it complicated things a little bit too much last year. I just wanted this to flow a little bit better, be a little more fun, go a tiny bit faster, maybe. So, with that said, let's jump into round four, our first wild card round of the day. And the first pick of that is going to be Chad.
Fuck off.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Absolutely. Second pick.
Come on.
Tom.
Damn it.
Come on.
Come on.
Rich,
come
get on. Richer.
Please, please, please. I'm begging you. I'm begging you.
Yeah.
Oh, third God, pick. Fuck.
Okay.
Let's go. No, I have three people I want, so I'm this is great.
There's again, this guy should not seem rigged, because I haven't been towards the top since that first round.
No,
Josh.
No.
Brian, Josh, you got fourth pick.
Okay.
The more you say that, it leads me to believe that like we're waiting for the last three rounds. It's like Brian.
Yeah. Golden Knight, you're up fifth.
Okay.
I'm sixth again.
I love how he somehow always holds it upside down.
Yeah. Right? And then Elliot. Hey!
My strategy is so dumb.
I can't wait to take my leader, Kevin Bacon.
Josh's plan is just to take every good non-powered off of the board to have the weakest team, but also detriment to the rest of us all at the same time.
Hey, he's just going to look out for the little guy.
All right. First pick of the first wild round. Wild card round, Chad.
Oh man, I'm thinking all wild card of all wild cards right now has only showed up in a trailer. I'm going full on Watermelon Sugar Baby, Harry Styles. I got to go with Eros, Star Fox Baby. He's one of the Eternals. Ooh. He's like Thanos's cousin. All the powers in the world, and then on top of that, he has an emotional manipulation. He is the Mac Daddy. He is the Star Fox. He's the true Star Lord, but we'll just stick with Star Fox. He's a ladies' man. I got to have him on my team. I need him. Eros has got to be the first pick.
All right, Tom, you're up next.
Oh, I was so scared of Chad's pick, dude. I was so scared. So ever since I picked Moon Knight first, I kind of forfeited who I was going to originally have as my leader, who was going to be Professor Hulk as the leader. I saw something that I really liked, the wild card, that was like, that's a risk because it's so deep in the draft. But I will be choosing my leader, Professor Charles Xavier, to lead my team. Moon Knight gets a little too crazy. Charles can pop right in, help him figure it out, sort it out, stop killing civilians, for the love of God. We don't have lawyers on our team. And plus, like, you can just, I love X-Men so much. I'm so excited for them to fully be in here. Just everything that Charles Xavier can do it's so cool. I'm a huge fan.
Right, everything but walk.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
Same universe.
It's life's in the balance, you know? He can walk, but then he gives up his powers to do it.
Give me 838 Captain Marvel. Need some power on my team. Just give me an exact clone, basically, of the same powers. Captain Marvel. Give it to me.
All right.
Let's fucking go.
Josh, you're up next.
Yeah, none of y'all took him. That's crazy. I'm taking Reed Richards.
Fuck. Yeah.
Have fun.
He was my backup if Chad took Charles.
Yeah, I'm going to take Reed Richards.
That one hurts.
The smartest man in the world, baby. But, yeah.
All right, Golden Knight. Oh.
Well, I was going to take Reed Richards. That sucks. So, I guess I will take, I don't know. I'm so focused on that. No, I'm pissed. You know what? I'll take Loki. Because I want a little more magic on my team. And I think, you know, his trickster powers and his, what am I trying to think of? Trying to project images. I don't know why I can't think of the word. Like projecting images, you know, tricking people, stuff like that. Like, I don't know, whatever. Something like that. I think he'll be a good fit. So that's what I'm going with him. I'm still very mad I didn't get Reed Richards.
Sorry.
I'm gonna live in this for a while. I'm surprised nobody else took Reed Richards. That's crazy to me. But
that was going to be my pick. And since I'm up next, now I am kind of going through this list again to see.
I think the Arrows pick is crazy. That's wild. That's such a good pick because I never even thought about like that. Because it is just truly, you just see him in the one frame. And I'm like, I really didn't even know what the guy did. So that's crazy.
So much right. of my draft picks are based off of speculation and what would happen to all the characters. Like, he could show up in the next movie and right. suck. And then all of you can text me. You can hit me up and be like, dude, you suck.
Your team is getting wiped.
All right, I got my pick. I am going to be choosing my leader. I have America Chavez to pluck this person out to lead my team, and my leader is going to be Captain Carter. Everything that we love about Captain America combined with everything that we love about Peggy Carter, got girl power going on my team, and I love it. So Captain Carter is my leader in the wild card round. Last but not least, Tater, Elliot, you're up.
Shit. The Xavier... I forgot. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I'm you're good. Sorry. I forgot to specify. We'll talk about it later. I apologize.
No, you're good. You're good. The Xavier pick was the one that I was just hoping would drop. But I'm going to have to go with Adam Warlock just based on pure strength, power. And looking at my team right now, he is one of the only. He's my second one with powers, and Spider-Man does have the best powers, so I'm going to have to go with Adam Warlock to help out.
I'm right there with you. Don't worry. I've got Stretchy and Lightning.
Real happy about that Reed Richards pick.
I am. I was going to say, I forgot to say this. I wanted him to be my leader, and I forgot to say that when I said my pick. I don't know if I can go back and add that.
I don't see why not.
I wanted him to be my leader. That was my thing, is he's going to be my...
If we got to your next pick, I would have been like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's my B. I completely forgot to say that when I did it.
Surviving the wild card round for this time, Madison, Kevin Bacon, Crazy. Sly Stallone's character in Guardians, Howard the Duck, all still there for next... For the
Dude,
next
nobody fucking round. Picked Trevor Slattery? What's wrong with us?
He God is. Damn. Yeah. Nope.
He's still
there. All right, Chad, read us off our team so far.
After the wild card round, Josh shored up his leadership and his non-powered is all set. So Thor, Drax, War Machine, and Reed Richards. Brian got his leader in Captain Carter, then American Chavez, She-Hulk, and Daredevil. Elliot also has his leader in non-powered Ant-Man and Captain America, adding Adam Warlock and Spider-Man to that team. Ryan's still just with the leader with Doctor Strange, Bucky Barnes. Oh, no, Yelena is your non-powered too. That's right. Mm-hmm. And then nice. Loki. Tom rounded out his leader with Professor X, and then having Captain Marvel, Shang-Chi as his non-powered, and Moon Knight. I've got the leader in Captain Rambo, Mighty Thor, Professor Hulk, and Eros. And then Kyle's also got his team set up there with Wong as the leader, Star-Lord as his non-powered, and then Black Panther, Shuri, and Captain Marvel, 838.
Excellent. Any final thoughts in the wild card round?
This is a good wild card round. That was, we all knew what we wanted. We went in there.
It was coming.
We got it.
Good way to spice it up in the fourth.
I was so worried. I was so worried I was going to draft.
I was sweating. I was sweating so hard.
I was like, who's my backup then? Because, like, my other leader probably should have been Captain Marvel.
that's like, where I was at. I was like, who's my backup? Because I was going to go the Reed Richards as my leader card, too. And then once that got taken off the board, but now I have a couple other picks to figure out, too. So
I'm surprised that Adam Warlock
two rounds again, man.
That Adam Warlock was a slide. That was my second pick. I didn't get that first pick. I was waiting on Adam Warlock all the way down there to this that last pick in that first round. I was
surprised that he made it that long too.
I
was on the fence between him and Captain Carter, but I was like, I'm not gonna do like last year, and then it's like the sixth round and I don't have a leader and there's slim pickings. So all right, going into round five. I have first pick.
Oh, boy.
Called it.
It's rigged. Wow. Rigged.
Let's go. It's not rigged. It's beautiful.
Second pick.
Hey.
Kyle has third pick.
Unironically, Kingo's looking like a big contender right now.
Elliot, fourth pick. Golden Knight is fifth. Tom is sixth. Which leads Chad with the final pick of round five. So let me get these all in order here. All right.
I hate these two picks because there's someone I really want right now.
I need to look and see who's left and who to fill. All right. I'm going to be unoriginal and pick a pick that I picked last year for the same reasons. For my fifth round pick, I'm going to pick Fastos. He's an Eternal, he's got the powers, he's got the smarts, and he's able to build all of the tech. So I got my science guy, and I got a little bit more power on my team as well. Going Fastos for my fifth round pick. Josh, you're up next.
Oh boy. I'm trying to think like what my team's all about here. And this is, I'll save that for round six. Okay. We're gonna go with we're gonna take another Guardian of the Galaxy. I'm going with Groot. I'm going with the big tree boy. I got a team full of tanks. It's the way I play video games, and it's the way I'm gonna play my Avengers squad.
I will say, when I looked at the list, and this is, and take it for what it is, when I stepped away for a second there, I heard Brian saying there wasn't nearly enough animosity. So I'm going to say this, and it may be very controversial. When I look at even the Guardians being on the list to pick from, not a single one landed on my list, because I don't think, outside of being a team as a unit, individually, waste of time.
Wow.
I think
Josh has two of them.
I think at this point, they've had enough time in the MCU to kind of grow as far as personality and overcome some of their weaknesses that they had early on. I will say that they're not amongst my top picks, clearly. Pick number five, and I still didn't pick a Guardian, but I think they hold a mid-tier level on the list so far as picks go. And it'll be interesting to see who survives three and then how the picks go next year when some of those Guardians will only be eligible for one more year.
Yeah, that's wild. Can't wait to watch all that. I'm just kidding.
All right.
Kyle, I think you're up next.
Give me Wasp. Shrink, she can fly. I needed that. Want an Ant-Man on my team. This is better, actually, because she can fucking fly.
And she's got the boop, boop, boop.
Exactly. Bing, bing, bing. Love it.
Excellent. That was a lot of the reasons that I picked her last year. All right, Elliot, you're up next. Bring your mic down.
You got to bring the.
I forgot I had that up. So I'm almost going to put this in the way that the Packers got into their draft this weekend. Fifth round, they were looking up for a backup for their quarterback, Jordan Love. I'm looking for a backup for Captain America, so I'm going to go with Red Guardian.
That's fun. I like that.
Man. Way to tie it in. Way to tie it all in.
There you go. I love it.
I felt so clever when I was just thinking of that.
He is one of the three reasons why I'm very excited for Thunderbolts when that comes out.
I completely keep forgetting that's going to be a thing.
Yes, sir. That's why
I love how your leadership goes from like red, white, and blue democracy to Soviet Union era leadership.
Destroy Spirazitska! You know, just like fucking.
All right, Golden Knight, you got the next pick.
I think I'm going to go with Abomination. Just to continue. I'm going to steer completely into it. Unhinged people on my team. Let's just go Abomination. What's more unhinged than going to jail? So
that's, you know, you got me there.
I'll go with a lot of things.
So right. I'm going to go with Abomination. Plus, I need a little more strength, a little more muscle, and I think he'll add some power on the team.
Chad, you're up next.
I thought it was Tom and then me. Did I read the list wrong?
Oh, it is Tom then Chad.
I was six, yeah.
I mixed my tiles up. Also, why I've got some backups here with the order. Tom, I guess. Tom, you're up.
Man, it's getting difficult.
This is where the Tom Brady's are drafted. Late round, man. This is going to make or break a team, baby.
Let's go Makkari.
That was the one I was looking at for next round.
Speedy. Very durable. Good fighter.
Yeah.
Solid support for the rest of the team.
All right.
Last but not least.
Lost Ant-Man. Two rounds ago, immediately that was going to be the pick, and immediately after taking Hulk, regretted it. But I got to go for a non-powered. I was first thinking Cassie Lang, too untested, can't have it. We're going to switch it up. We're going to go with like the future of that mantle of Iron Man, but with Iron Heart, Riri Williams, top level intellect. It's going to have the suit again, hedging my bets for the future of the MCU. I think she's going to be a great piece.
All right. And with that, Chad, why don't you update us on how the teams are sitting so far?
Absolutely. All right. I think everybody, so I don't have to keep reading it. Everybody has their leader and their non-powered.
I do not have a non-power. Yep,
except Brian. Brian would be the only non-powered, so two rounds to fill that out. Everyone else checked your boxes. Congratulations. We'll go back to front this time. Kyle, Wasp, Captain Marvel 838, Wong, Star-Lord, and Shuri. I've got Riri Williams, Eros, Professor Hulk, Mighty Thor, and Captain Rambo. Tom has Makkari, Professor X, Captain Marvel, Shang-Chi, Moon Knight. Ryan has, or the Golden Knight, Abomination, Loki, Yelena, Bucky Barnes, and Doctor Strange. Elliot's got the Red Guardian, Adam Warlock, Ant-Man, Captain America, and Spider-Man. Ryan has Fastos, Captain Carter 838, America Chavez, She-Hulk, and Daredevil. And Josh rounding it out with Groot, Reed Richards 838, War Machine, Drax, and Thor Odinson.
All right. Final thoughts on the fifth round.
It's getting harder. I'm trying to think in terms of team symmetry, so it's like, do I need another beater? No. Would it be nice? Sure, but like, is there other areas I could fill in, you know?
Makkari was a good pick, Tom.
Yeah.
I think I'm very confident in my next two picks now.
Me too.
I really am.
It's going to suck when someone else takes them.
Here's my thing. I don't think any one of you are going to take mine.
Oh, interesting.
I have some picks, and then I came to realize that I don't have a non-powered, and that kind of throws a wrench into my picks. So it'll be very interesting to see how these next two rounds go, the last two rounds. So with that said, here's the pickings for round six.
Give me something cool.
Tom, oh shit.
Oh god,
damn it.
First round, your first pick.
Kyle. Let's go. Come on.
Second pick.
These two jabronis.
Elliot, you got the third.
All right. All right.
Chad's with four.
Well, now I really got to bank that nobody's going to take my pick.
Golden Knights.
I really got to pray that nobody takes my pick.
I'm Josh sure Gamora pretty, Josh was are. Very confident 2 seconds ago.
I'm at six, and Josh
is last.
Is last.
No, I got two. I got two that I'm confident nobody's going to take.
All right. Tom, who you got? Round six.
I was low-key hoping for some time to see who else would get picked.
You can trade back to no benefit. You know what I mean? We got you.
Yeah, if you want to swap picks, Tom, I'm down.
He just needs to get up there for that first pick for Nebula and whatever.
Yeah. You're close. You're close. You're close.
I will do someone that's going to be a future Avenger, Avenger in training. I'll do Miss Marvel. Just a partner with her big hero, who will be able to mentor her the most, I believe, along with Charles Xavier, and really grow into the most of her powers and abilities.
I'm surprised that she made it this far down the list.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. All right, Kyle.
I am taking the person who can change a whole fucking god into marble. Give me Cersei.
Dude. He's up there. I was thinking about it. I really was.
Get shit on Chad.
That's what I was thinking about last pick, too. I was like, do I want Makari or Cersei?
I really feel like I should revisit Eternals at some point.
Cersei's a steal in the sixth.
The only reason I picked Fastos was because I remembered looking him up last year and thinking last year, I should really revisit this movie because I don't remember any of these people's powers.
Yeah, I was Googling some stuff for sure.
Makari's basically the Flash. Like, yeah.
Cersei all the way down to atomic matter manipulation, like yeah. That's a slide in the sixth round. That's the steal.
That's the Tom Brady right there.
All right, third pick of the round goes to Elliot. Who do you got?
All right, I'm looking at it right now. Did anyone choose Druig? Did I miss that?
Mm-mm. Druig is still on the board.
I'll take Druig then.
Yeah, that was the other one I was looking at.
Running thin, but he's got some good powers overall. Teleportation, controlling minds. I mean, it's good enough for me.
Basically, Professor X on a bad day.
Great value brand, Professor X. I'm okay with that.
All right, Chad, you're up next.
I was overconfident in my draft sheet, and it has dwindled very, very quickly in these last couple of rounds. I'm just going to need a couple seconds here. I'm sure I'll put it together in just a minute.
There's still quite a few good picks on the board yet.
Yeah, like Kingo?
Hey, fuck you, boss.
Yeah,
that's gonna be his wild card pick.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. No, it's gonna be Cosmo the dog.
No, dude, it's still gonna send it. Let's go with. I think this will be a good tag team to go along with my second round pick. Let's go, King Valkyrie.
That's fair. That's very fair.
She was my leader last year when I picked her in like round six. So 2 years in a row of a 6-round pick.
It's a value.
It's a value
it pick.
A lot, late, a lot of scouts had her late in the rounds, but I mean, she's got quite an arm on her. A lot of power. Like something you don't see in those late round picks.
All right, Golden Knight, you're next.
I think I am going to take Clint Barton. I want someone who can have a little bit of range, try to snipe some people away from a distance. And yeah, I think I thought I didn't have enough regular people on my team. Let's add another one to there. So I'm just gonna go.
Hey, you're building up a killer Secret Avengers team. They would never do yeah. Secret Avengers in the MCU.
Yeah. So Doctor Strange is gonna have his work cut out from protecting like a bunch of regular people. So
all right.
The first enemy they face that's over 10 feet tall, it's gonna be Raps.
Okay, I am up next. There is a handful, and by a handful I mean a lot of non-powered people left to choose for my non-powered. However, I'm going to try to choose some strengths here, and I'm going to go with Rescue as my sixth round pick. An Iron Man adjacent with Pepper Potts behind the suit. Clearly, she showed in Endgame that she is fully capable of wielding that suit to its full potential. The only, I guess, liability would be if anything happens to that suit. She's definitely not smart enough to fix it. Luckily, I got America to maybe bring her to a different multiverse to a Tony Stark to help fix that text.
that won't be traumatizing to her at all.
You also have Fastos.
I do. Oh, yeah, Fastos, who can also fix the armor. So I think she's the smartest pick for my non-powered pick in the sixth round.
Yeah.
Last but not least, Josh.
Yeah, Rocket Raccoon. Yeah, I knew that one wasn't going to be going anywhere. But in the vein of we're trying to make a symmetry squad here, right? If you look at my team, I have two one-man armies in War Machine and Thor. And then Reed can just send off Rocket, Groot, and Drax to do the grunt work, you know? Like, they're there. That's the on-the-ground team. Then I got my two godly warriors. And then, you know, Reed Richards is going to be stretching.
That was cringy.
He's going to be stretching.
All right, Chad, let's update the teams.
I just always got to give credit to Josh. He talks so highly of all of his picks, and then he gets in. He's like, yeah, stretchy boy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's all about the confidence. I have to have something after I pick Drax round two, and I think I made it work. I think I really did.
The new Kingo pick. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. With talking about Josh's team, you got Thor, Drax, War Machine, 838, Reed Richards, Groot, and now Rocket. Brian with Daredevil, She-Hulk, America Chavez, Captain Carter 838, Fastos, and Rescue. Elliot's got Spider-Man, Captain America, Ant-Man, Adam Warlock, Red Guardian, and Druig. Ryan, the Golden Knight, is Doctor Strange, Bucky Barnes, Yelena, Loki, Abomination, and Clint Barton. Tom with Moon Knight, Shang-Chi, Captain Marvel, Professor X, Makari, and Miss Marvel. Chad has got Captain Rambo, Mighty Thor, Professor Hulk, Eros, Riri Williams, King Valkyrie, and Kyle rounding us out here with Shuri, Star-Lord, Wong, Captain Marvel 838, Wasp, and Cersei. After Brian taking Rescue as his non-powered, everybody has checked the recommended boxes.
Excellent.
Now we were required.
Now we get,
now we get to a big final round here.
Now we get to fight tooth and nail over Kevin Bacon, Jimmy Woo, and Howard the Duck, boys.
Hey, don't forget Madison.
Oh, yeah, and Madison.
Final round, the wild card round. Before we get into that, though, final thoughts before we jump into that round. How's everybody feeling about their team so far? There are any, without spoiling, are there any picks out there that are towards the top of your list?
Yes.
How's everybody feeling?
Yes. Yeah. I have three picks in the wild card that I desperately want. If I don't have a top two pick, I'm going to be furious.
I've got a few wild cards that I think would be cool. Otherwise, yeah. I'm pretty happy with my team.
There's one guy that I'm really looking at. Yeah, I've got like one to pick for this round, and seeing it depends on where it goes, but I just did have new internet installed this week, so if the picks start and then I just black out, it's it has nothing to do with the
right for sure. Yeah.
All right,
I'm trying to think here. I you know what? As long as I'm not last.
You said that, Josh. Why did you say that?
I know. How did I do this? Come on. Show me that little J tile.
I feel like at this point, I could go either or as far as lists go. I could jump back into the regular list. I could keep it in the wild card. Oops.
There's too much fun in the wild card. I don't think I can go back to the regular list. Yeah. There's too much fun. Even if all the ones I want get picked, I'm full on wild card. I'm going to the bottom of the list.
We're done. All right. She shook.
Ooh, she shook.
Craig.
Who was it?
Here. I was joking. Oh, no. We're back in the hat. Just
no, I was joking.
No.
Ryan's the first.
Ryan's first.
Tom's second. Motherfuck. It's over.
Golden Knight.
Oh,
shit. Let's go.
Shit. Damn, no.
Okay.
There's me again.
No, you're already there.
Oh, this is just okay.
Which means that the final pick of the round would be
Kyle. Get Mr. Irrelevant.
Please pick Trevor Slattery.
There, listen, if the few people that I want on this, I may just go, fuck it, you know?
We'll all right, looking at the list, I'm just going to go all out crazy here. Smart crazy, but crazy. Picking Ted as my last pick, Man-Thing. Got a little bit of that bulk to him. I'm putting my bets on potential in the future of the MCU. Do know that he also has some multiverse powers and capabilities. Maybe him and America can team up together and get that working real great. So not just some more strength and bulk, but also multiversal stuff as well. Going with Man-Thing as my final pick of the draft. Up next, Tom.
I was really confident with who I wanted, and then I saw somebody else that was still on here, and I was like, man, I gotta do it. I was so confident with who I wanted, now I'm changing it. He's still there, so I'm gonna pick Black Bolt.
Fuck.
Yeah, good pick. Great pick.
Just don't tell Wanda his his biggest weakness. I rewatched that movie this week and I was like, come on, Reed. Like, you're supposed to be the smartest guy in the world, and you're like, oh, Black Bolt could take you out with just saying your name. It's like, come on, dude.
It was like a flipped, it was like a reversal, right? Because all the time it's always like the supervillain that like puts out the whole plan out in front on the table and then they get thwarted. It was the hero this time.
And I will say that movie was better the second time watching it. Since that was only my second time through,
I'll have to watch it again. I remember watching it, was like, that was okay.
Up next is Golden Knight.
So, Golden Knight.
I think I'm going to go with White Vision.
God damn it.
Based solely on the idea that I only have one person who technically can fly, and that would be Doctor Strange, so I should probably get someone else who can carry all these regular people around to do stuff, so.
And he's just very color specific on his visions.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Canceled Christ. For the second time today. Thank you.
Christ, dude.
Fellow founder of the podcast.
Hey, let the record show. I had a 9/11 joke earlier that I bit my tongue on. So
wow.
That's the one you let fly. What are you talking about?
Wow. That's crazy.
When we're done, I would love to hear it.
Sorry.
No one gave me a butacha. All right. Anyway.
All right. Yeah, I heard you, Kyle. All right, Josh.
I'm so sorry, Brian. Who did you pick in round one? What was that?
I picked Man-Thing.
Man-Thing? Oh, that's right. Okay, that's what. Okay. I'm taking Namor.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
I wanted Black Bolt and White Vision, and Namor was my number three.
Son of a bitch.
Only took you 7 rounds to get to a good pick.
Well, you did. Hang on. I took 4 round one, and you're like, only took. If you had said 2 through 6,
sure.
I
was wondering if anybody was going to question him being in the wild card pick. But for listeners out there who may not know, he is very much a wild card in the comics. He's been both on the good sides and the bad sides. He's often helped out the Avengers. He was a part of the Invaders, which was basically World War II Avengers. But has also had the Avengers have to go up against him a number of times. At the end of Wakanda Forever, there was a peace between Wakanda and Talokan. So I figured he would be eligible then for wild card pick. For any listeners out there being like, what is Namor doing on that? He's a bad guy. Now you know. With that being said, Elliot, your last pick of the draft.
So I'm looking at this. I need range. I need someone that's a little bit of a wild card. And I need someone from a show that I love. This is my favorite Marvel TV show, so I'm going with the Punisher.
Nice.
Good pick.
Solid.
Definitely pick. A wild card.
So excited to hear that he's going to be in Born Again.
One bitch, two bitch, Penny and Dime.
All right, Chad.
Oh, man.
Come on, Red. Sorry.
Yeah, going through the list, the wild card, it quickly, again, same as last time around here, quick, the last four people that I had on this list that were ready to go are now not. Is that Mobius from the Matrix movies, or no, should I?
Owen Wilson from the Loki show.
Don't ask stupid questions, Chad.
I missed. So I thought it was Morbius. I was.
That's
be
what
like,
I thought too.
Oh, it's Morbin.
It's Morbin time, boys.
No.
First pick, oh, I can't get morbed. I can't get morbed in the seventh round.
No,
we can't get full morbed.
You know what? Let's just round it out with just an absolute powerhouse. Let's just go full strength, all brawn, no brain. Let's go with Hercules. Let's
do it. Oh, again. God damn it.
The team of unlimited potential and probably zero payoff, because that's what Phase 4 in the MCU showed us.
He's here. He's there. He's every fucking,
way. Roy Kent.
Roy Kent. Dude, Hercules was my surefire pick when we got here. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to pick Hercules. It'll just be fun. And then I saw Namor. I was like, okay, well, if Hercules goes, I'll pick Namor. And then I looked one more time, and I saw Black Bolt, and I was like,
you couldn't go the distance on Hercules. Not this time.
All right, last but not least.
Nice. Hang on, that took me a second, but that was good.
Who the fuck do I go with now? God damn it.
You go with Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck, 100%.
Yes. Howard. If this were comic Howard the Duck, I might.
Kevin Bacon. He's Happy the world Hogan. Ultimate hero.
Yeah, you gotta start with the dude. You gotta say Kevin Bacon.
Travis Lowry. Trevor Slattery.
Yeah, he's got that
two ends and a Y, but it's not where you think. I don't know. Fuck.
You can also go back in the regular list too.
Yeah, that's true. Let me take a quick look at this stuff. But maybe there's someone.
Did you have to pick Kevin Bacon?
I'm not picking Kevin Bacon. I'm not picking Kevin Bacon.
Howard the Duck, man, untapped potential, the master of quack foo. He banged Marty McFly's mom in the 1990s hit Howard the Duck. Like, can I go on? He has a Lex Luthor style giant robotic suit, unlimited potential. You don't know what the MCU holds for him.
Fuck it. I can't pick him next year. I'm picking him now. Give me MODOK.
There you go.
MODOK.
Just don't be a dick.
Yeah, and he's not a dick anymore, guys. He's a fucking good guy.
He's an Avenger.
He died an Avenger.
Spoilers for Quantumania. At least he went out an Avenger.
Scott Lang.
And they killed him off when he first showed up, baby.
Thank God.
To be fair,
I don't expect MODOK would work in the MCU.
He was a bit of a joke in the movie, but to be fair, you do have some now science on your team.
Mm.
Yeah.
Some brains. All right.
Fishman. Sorry. Continue.
All right, Chad, why don't you read off the final teams and then we'll discuss.
All right. So your final teams for your hosts of the Midwestern Nerds, Brian with Daredevil, She-Hulk, America Chavez, Captain Carter, 838, Fastos Rescue, and Ted, the Man Thing. Kyle opening up with Shuri, Star-Lord, Wong, Captain Marvel 838, Wasp, Cersei, and MODOK. Josh having Thor, Drax, War Machine, 838, Reed Richards, Groot, Rocket, and Namor. Elliot with Spider-Man, Captain America, Ant-Man, Adam Warlock, Red Guardian, Druig, and the Punisher. The Golden Knight, With Doctor Strange, Bucky Barnes, Yelena, Loki, Abomination, Clint Barton, and White Vision. Myself, Chad, with Captain Rambo, the Mighty Thor, Professor Hulk, Eros, Riri Williams, King Valkyrie, and Hercules. Last but not least, Tom with Moon Knight, Shang-Chi, Captain Marvel, Professor X, 838, Makari, Miss Marvel, and also 838, Black Bolt.
I'll start off by saying any of the naysayers out there that are like, oh, Steve Rogers and Tony Stark are gone. Who's left to defend the universe? I think all of us have some pretty strong and capable teams to take on any threats that would come, whether it be Kang or Galactus or somebody else that we're just not thinking of. Mephisto. So I think, just like last year, there wasn't a whole lot of heat or animosity. There were some butthurt moments for myself included. There were quite a few characters that I wanted on my team that just didn't make it there, and I'm sure it's the same for everybody else. But overall, I feel like everybody has a pretty solid, capable team.
Yeah, and pretty sometimes lucky. Sometimes you pick Drax round two, and then sometimes you pick Drax round.
Tom, you speak first, then Josh, since there was.
I got pretty lucky with some first picks availabilities in some rounds, or first or second, which really helped with my team, I think. I think even when I had to pick last, I was kind of shocked that Drax went before Shang-Chi, as an example. But it's just I was risky, and I'm glad I was, because it paid off. And I think my team is significantly better for it.
Josh, you can speak now.
You know, sometimes people make decisions that they regret in the moment. And then somebody makes a really good decision after you. And you think, why didn't I think of that? And that's how I felt that happened early on today. But I believe I came back and tried to make the best of my situation. And you know what? I think I did a pretty good job. Like I said before, I got like a little B squad that is Rocket, Drax, and Groot. So they can, you know, go off and do a little task. And then we got a lot of solo heavy hitters. I think that Namor pick at the end was beautiful. I was a big fan of Namor. If I'm being honest, I think Namor was my favorite part of the Black Panther movie. I'm a big fan of his character, and I really want them to do more with him. So, yeah. And then, who doesn't love Jim from The Office? Shout out Reed Richards.
Why is Jim treating the magician poorly?
Yeah.
Anybody else have final thoughts on their teams?
I came into this a little bit differently. Sorry, Kyle. I came into this, I guess, a little bit differently than everyone else had. Not having the history from last year, I did not base my team around so much of like the happenings of the MCU. I went for like pure stats, hard on the line powers, whatever it's going to be, going to rack it up. And I think it turned my team around a little bit towards the end there. A lot more lady power on my team than I had initially expected, but hey, I'm here for it, man. I'm here for it. So is Eros. So it's all good.
I don't have a single woman on my team.
What does that say about you?
Yeah, I was literally about to say that.
Wow.
No, I was thinking Josh.
I was thinking the same thing, because that's been one of my favorite parts about the Phase 4 and past for the MCU is like the different. Why can't I think of words right now? The different representations in the main characters in the movies and TV shows. Yeah, the diversity and that's been one of my favorite parts, and I'm glad that it reflected in my draft. Like, I didn't even think about, I was like, oh yeah, fucking Black Panther first round, easy, you know? And just looking back, Captain Marvel and getting Wasp, like, and Cersei, I was just really happy with that. I think Star-Lord, like Chad mentioned, was a reach early, but not looking at Shang-Chi, I thought that Star-Lord was one of the better non-powered people, so I wanted him early. But other than that, I really like my draft. I'm mad about that last pick, but you know what? MODOK, baby.
All right. So there's quite a few people who did not get picked because we have seven people participating. There were a total of 100 characters to choose from if you count both the wild card and the regular rounds. So there's 26 left on each list. I want to go through one at a time. If there was an eighth round, who would you pick? And since this is unofficial, if somebody gets picked that you were going to pick, you could still say that character. I'm curious to know, looking at both lists, if you were able to choose one from either of them as an eighth round pick, who would you go with? So let's start with Kyle.
I'm going to cheat a little bit because there were two that I was looking at, so I'll just mention them both. I probably lean towards Jack Russell Werewolf, but I was also looking very strongly at Ghost. Those were like two that I, but then I, you know, again, wild card round, I just had to go with Modok.
Tom?
Wild.
Yeah, it was, so I had a few ideas. So I'm going to say a few. I know you said one, but I'm going to cheat. Hank Pym was a big backup leader, knowing that I was going to draft late for the leader once I saw Professor X. U.S. Agent, I believe, went undrafted. That was one where I was like, I'll risk it. You know, maybe we can fix him. And then Scarlet Scarab was probably the one that I definitely was going to just pair that with Midnight, get that synergy going, move forward.
Elliot?
Looking at it, Ghost was definitely up there. Other than that, just because I really like the character and I think he would work well with Spider-Man as his mentor, Happy Hogan.
That's fun. That's a fun one.
Josh?
I would probably say, I think Taskmaster is a fun one that's still on the list. That's a good one. Or did anybody pick Baron Mordo from Earth 838?
Nope.
No, that would be, that would probably be another one. I mean, I know those are both wild card picks, but I would say those are probably the two biggest ones. And then, yeah, I think that's about it for me that I would say I'd try and go for another one.
Chad?
I'm gonna do two. Brian hates when I do this. He really is for years in the podcast. He loves me to stay on task. So I'm going to give you one that I know Brian will be happy with, and then one I know that Kyle will be happy with. So I think for sure it goes back to my wanting to have Ant-Man on the pick, and mainly for Ant-Man has always been the size factor. I want to have that giant monstrosity of a hero on my hand. So it, bringing in Cassie Lang with that eighth pick after what she did at the end of the Quantumanium, being able to be that skyscraper character, just the thought of being like a 400-foot being and just punting human beings across the earth is just great for me. And my
big Attack on Titan guy, huh? Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So then my second pick, which overall could have been my first pick, but it has specific qualifications. Now I want Laura, I want Mrs. Barton, but specifically Linda Cardellini circa like 2002, smash hits, the Scooby-Doo movie, Velma Dinkley all day. What's up? Sheesh.
Oh my god, that's awesome!
Oh come on!
Oh my god, that's so all right. Fun.
Golden Knight.
I think I probably also would have done either Taskmaster, just because I think that's an interesting skill set, or maybe like a complete like out of left field like Mantis, just because that's something that an ability of like no one on my team has of like mind control and stuff like that. I think that would have been a good, you know, different ability for my team.
I definitely thought about Mantis as a solid support. That's a good one.
Mantis definitely would have been like an eighth or later pick because she cannot like is not
team. Like for me, I was, if my problem was I had no non-powered people on my team, and this pick was gonna be in the top seven, but got bumped to the eighth spot because I had to get Rescue in there. And you're going to be like, what, when I say this, but I was going to go with Talos. I wanted a Skrull, somebody, a shapeshifter.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
it would have been wild card-ish to the fact that, like, we haven't seen him do, like, super strong stuff, like mimic people's powers, but maybe if he changed into Mr. Fantastic, could he be stretchy arms, you know? It would have been a wild pick, and I was thinking of doing that as a wild card pick, but that's when I realized, oh, I need a non-powered person, so I went with Rescue, which I do think was a good pick. Otherwise, besides that, two Dora Milaje I thought would be pretty badass, pretty capable. You get two of them on your team, beef up the team a little bit more in numbers and skills-wise, and those probably would have been either one of those probably would have been my next pick had we done 8 rounds. So
my thing with that was I had no one on my team that had any jurisdiction over the Dora Milaje. So I was like, they would just do their own thing the whole time.
I suppose I did have Shuri. That probably would have been a decent pick for me late.
That would have actually worked real well for you, I think.
Yeah. Really. Yeah.
Or the Midnight Angels. I mean,
That one actually is probably better than, hang on. That one's like, that's Dora Milaje, but like, put them in suits of armor. Like, that's just what it is. I think Midnight Angels, actually. That's crazy.
All right. That will do it for our 2023 Avengers Draft. Join us next year for the 2024 Avengers Draft. I'm very curious to see who will be coming back with us once again to join us for that. I'm going to be curious to see who's going to make the lineup. What's going to happen in the MCU this year to beef up that team or maybe dwindle some of that lineup? Very, very curious, very excited. We have been your Midwesterners. That's MIDWESTERNERDS. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Midwesternerds. We are the Midwesternerds podcast on Facebook. If you'd like to send us an email, you can send that to midwesternerds@gmail.com. You can find and stream and listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please remember to rate and review, share and subscribe, be kind, please rewind. All of these things help this podcast to continue to improve and grow and be the Midwesterners podcast that you, the listeners, want to listen to. Next week, we will be jumping into Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always. The special came out. I sat down with one of these guys to talk about it. Not going to reveal who. You're just going to have to tune in to find out. So, for your Midwesterners this week, I have been Brian Stoffel.
And I've been K.O. Kyle Olson.
We also have Tom, Elliot, Josh, Chad, and the Golden Knight. Thank you all for joining us on this action-packed, fun episode. And whether it's beer, brats, comics, or pops,
keep it nerdy.